This is KCUR 89.3. Visitors to the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas in Lawrence will soon be able to see it in a new light, as in light pouring into a dramatic new glass-encased entryway. That's part of an $8 million renovation that's kept the museum closed for the last year and a half. Jordan Winter is a student at the University of Kansas and a reporter for the campus radio station KJHK. With the museum celebrating its grand reopening this weekend, Winter has this report for KCUR.
Because students are the museum's primary patrons, leaders of the Spencer Museum threw them a special preview party last week. Even if they just came for the free food, which is always a draw for students, the museum's transformation didn't disappoint.
Just seeing people walk around just with like big smiles on their face because everybody's so excited to like be in this space. Students on campus are really lucky to have the Spencer on campus.
That's Rose Wolf. She's worked at the Spencer for the last 3 years as an archives assistant. So not only does she see the museum through the perspective of an employee, but also as a student.
There were no windows in this space before, and like now there are windows, and so the light like during the day is incredible.
The Spencer Museum of Art opened in 1978, and this is its first large-scale renovation. KU alums may remember it as an isolated, outdated building, with most of its character coming only from the artwork it displayed. Now it's a spacious environment filled with organic light. It's more open in the architectural sense, and it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities on the KU campus. It's a lot more than just an art museum now, says Selka Strawn, the museum's director of academic programs. She says it's designed to be a place where art makes people connect and feel welcome.
We have created a new kind of flex space. It's kind of a hanging out space, but then we hope people find different spaces within the galleries as well and come up with ideas for programs and projects with us.
Making the museum more accessible was a priority. Before, the upstairs galleries were accessible only by an out-of-the-way elevator. That's been replaced by a central staircase and elevator that connects all the galleries. Before, curators only had enough room to display a tiny fraction of the museum's collection, less than 5%. Now they can bring out nearly all of the museum's 40,000 pieces.
We hope it will benefit students that they will come and get to know what's happening here, get to know the works of art.
Based on students' enthusiastic response to the preview party, the Spencer may already have a new reputation, not just among art majors, but students in many other fields as well. The Spencer's first major exhibition in the renovated space, called Temporal Turn, will debut in November. Museum staff hopes these contemporary works by artists from across Asia will be interesting to students in science and technology fields. In fact, some parts of the futuristic exhibition specifically explore technology and science fiction. This wider audience is exactly what the Spencer leaders imagined.
I hope that it's a future that we'll all envision together, and we really want the Spencer to be a space for co-creation, kind of creating artworks, but also generating ideas, generating projects, and that people find new opportunities and new ways of thinking.
Students aren't the only ones who will benefit from these renovations. The Spencer attracts 100,000 visitors every year from all over the state of Kansas. That number is only expected to grow. After all, even Lawrence townies can bring their families for an enriching cultural experience. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jordan Winter.
Jordan Winter is a reporter for the campus radio station KJHK. Grand reopening festivities for the Spencer Museum of Art in Lawrence kick off at 10 a.m. Saturday with a performance by the KU African Drum Ensemble and a ribbon-cutting ceremony created by the KU Textiles Studio.